Weiß Bescheid. Im Gender.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives. Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Saved our lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, already the 12th day of November 2017. I just talked to Roger Stone about an hour ago. He's been talking to some high-level White House sources, pretty high-level. And we're going to be giving you exclusive intel from inside the fake Robert Mueller investigation on why the president is so hopping mad and what's been discovered about former CIA Director James Woolsey and that supposed meeting he had with General Flynn. And then it gets even crazier. CNN is reporting, as we told you about 2 weeks ago, exclusively here from our sources, that the Podesta Group, run by Tony Podesta and propped up by his political operative brother John Podesta, is set to close this Wednesday, the 15th of November, in just 3.5 days. That illustrates a lot. So we're going to give you the inside baseball, as they say, on that coming up at the bottom of the hour today. And then there is so much more to get to as well. On Thursday, our intrepid Merkel Thalen wrote about Vault 8 data leak from WikiLeaks on the CIA and the NSA and how it shows the agencies going around setting up citizens, foreign governments, you name it. DrudgeReport.com, link to it. Again, get today's news 3 days early at Infowars.com and find out why they had congressional hearings calling for us to be shut down just 10 days ago. Because we will fight for the Republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Here's the New York Times. Security breach and spilled secrets have shaken the NSA to its core. And they make it about the NSA. It's the NSA data systems. It's the NSA lines and systems being used. It's the CIA running it. So that's a classic from the big daddy agency, CIA, that senior to NSA. It goes CIA, NSA, and then down from that. The second biggest agency is NSA. I'm not defending NSA. You just got to love how everything spins, but when you know it, you see it. It's just incredible. So that is all coming up. They've also got a new pre-crime computer, privacy fears of artificial intelligence as a crime stopper. That's coming up. And then, did you know in Europe and Australia they've banned Father's Day? Fathers existing as evil. Here's the Herald Sun. I know this is old news. I saw it a few months late. Father's Day ad poll, too political to praise dads. And then we got all these other anti-father ads. That's coming up. Then amazing video that's critical to everything. Vietnam War veteran cries on President Trump's shoulder during Vietnam speech. And why is it so important? Whether you believe Trump's sincere or not, which we know he's sincere from the evidence, the fact that he's honoring vets and the fact that he's being personal activates human emotion and behavior and is something the globalists don't want is real humanity. It's beautiful. That's coming up as well. Plus, ISIS has a direct threat to Trump as president arrives in new home of jihad. That's all coming up today, ladies and gentlemen, and a review. I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't watch a lot of movies. I might watch 2 hours of television a week. Maybe if I'm working out, I tend to just rather listen to music. But I started watching Stranger Things. That's the number one TV show right now on Netflix. And I got 5-6 episodes into it. I guess 5 yesterday, 6 today. And it is incredible propaganda. I mean, you talk about in-your-face revelation of the method, the secrets of Stranger Things from the progenitor of the global awakening against these things coming up in the final segment of the second hour tonight. So this is a big global transmission. Roger Stone in 25 minutes joins us with breaking high-level White House intel. Then Darren McBrain joins us in studio as well. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com are our humble attack frigates in the fight. When you spread the links, you make their engines turn and their cannons fire.
to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We are live broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, global transmission. It is already the 12th day of November 2017. Thank you for joining us. We've got an extraordinary transmission lined up for you tonight. But let me just start with something that I should have started with on the Friday show, because I'm live 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., as most folks know that are watching weekdays. Syndicated on stations across the country, radio and TV, Infowars.com/show. If radio listeners want to actually add a dimension to it and actually see what we're doing here and actually see the clips and read the articles for themselves. I saw a video on Thursday night of Sean Parker, the former president of Facebook. Legendary hacker, computer programmer, you name it. Fellow I got to meet once here in Austin. And he was saying Facebook targets and exploits your weaknesses. It targets and exploits your psychology. It makes you depressed by design. And it's very, very evil. And we consciously knew this when we did it. So Thursday night, I see that when I'm at home, kind of getting ready for the next day's show. I spend 2-3 hours at night sometimes getting ready, and then a few hours in the morning. And I sent Nico Acosta, our head producer, the clips on the computer. I emailed him, and I said, I want to lead the show with this tomorrow. But I didn't, because Congressman Gates out of California came out and said, yeah, they're getting ready for martial law and the forceful removal of Trump with a coup. And then he broke down how they're preparing for it and how they're trying to get people on Capitol Hill ready to go along with it. And I could see how I kind of didn't go with my lead story, because when I got up in the morning, Steve Watson at Infowars.com had written a story about that. But once I kind of backed off from that story, once I'd already covered it, it was accurate, but once I'd already gone over it, I realized we've already talked about that a lot. They already got Phil Mudd of the CIA saying we're going to kill Trump on CNN. You already see the hashtag hunt Republicans, you know, kill cops. I mean, you already see all the revolutionary fervor. Governor Jerry Brown just said, you know, we need to kill people that don't want to pay carbon taxes and put them 6 feet under. We've got that speech. We can play it for you. It's on Infowars.com. So it's like, hey, we know they're revolutionary. They're bullies. They're criminals. They'll kill us if we don't do what they say. Thank God we have a Second Amendment. But to have Sean Parker, multi-billionaire, founder of Napster, one of the co-founders of Facebook and so many other big endeavors, who was so crazed when I met him, he wasn't on drugs, it was natural, super intelligence, that he just walks up to me and he went, Alex Jones, I can't believe you're here. He goes, I'm leaving, and just ran down the hall, out the door. At a party I was invited to by a rock star. And that's just a funny little story, because I said, well, I don't know what that guy's problem is, but okay, he ran from me like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Somebody sees a ghost, you know, they run out the door so hard they just put a hole through the door and there's a silhouette of their body. But I don't need to believe Sean Parker. I read documents 20 years ago and 10 years ago and 5 years ago. I talked to former CIA section chiefs about this that were at MIT in the 70s. I did my research, because the elite acts like you're all idiots or I'm an idiot, and that we won't actually go read what's been written in published books by them. People ask, how do I know all this stuff? Why does everything keep coming true I talk about? Why does the media create all these fake things I didn't talk about to attribute to me to try to make people not tune in? It's because I actually went and read what they said they were going to build. And here's the bad news. Most of it they've been able to do. The good news is we now know they mean what they're saying. We can stop them. We have the intel, because a long-term program like this can be stopped if you're aware of it, even in its final 20% or so. So Sean Parker, co-founder of Facebook, bashes company saying it was built to exploit human vulnerability. That's CNBC. You'll be on Facebook, folks, and they pop up serotonin reuptake inhibitor Prozac ads and psychological test ads, and they admit they're targeting leftists. I mean, this was in the news in January of this year. Australian executives leaked it, risking their lives, not just their money, to say we're exploiting especially leftists. We want to keep them desperate, alone with fake bot friends, and freak them out about Trump and ruin their lives. That's why they're so deranged, folks. They've been hit with AI computers. And by the way, Facebook's fighting back. I'm not at liberty to get into it at this point, but they've hit the friendly thing and the negative deal. They've hit us with the negative, full manipulation of their operatives and their positive. Hey, stop it, Alex. I've been hit in the last 2 days, and we recorded a lot of it, so just get ready. Okay? So all of this is going on. Their congressional hearing saying shut us down, and Sean Parker comes out and says, we're exploiting people, we're using them, we're manipulating them, we're using their weaknesses, we're making them more depressed. And he basically says it all. It's incredible. Is he hedging his bets like Donna Brazile? What's happening? Here's the first clip.
That thought process was all about, how do we consume as much of your time and conscious attention as possible? And that means that we need to sort of give you a little dopamine hit every once in a while, because someone liked or commented on
what you'd get climbing a hill
or whatever,
or asking a girl out.
That's going to get you to contribute more.
Or getting in a fist fight.
And that's going to get you, you know, more likes and comments. I mean, it's
1,000 dopamine in a fist fight.
It's a feedback loop that it's like it's exactly the kind of thing that a hacker like myself would come up with, because you're exploiting a vulnerability in human psychology. And I think that the inventors, creators, you know, and it's me, it's Mark, it's the, you know, Kevin Systrom at Instagram, it's all of these people, understood this consciously, and we did it anyway.
But did you understand the next 100 moves, my friend? Or did you see the moves before they were even announced? He now begins to understand that. That's why he's doing this. Let's go to the next clip. Talking about children. Here it is.
And then they would say, no. I value my real life interactions. I value the moment. I value presence. And I value intimacy. And I would say, well, you're a conscientious objector. That's okay. You don't have to participate, but, you know, we'll get you eventually. and like, I don't know if I really understood the consequences of what I was saying. Because the unintended consequences of a network, when it grows to a billion or 2 billion people, and it literally changes your relationship with society, with each other, with it probably interferes with productivity in weird ways. It God only knows.
You think Parker's freaked out now?
Our children's brains.
Wait till 5 years later.
You know, anxiety is a huge problem now. Of course, anxiety was always a big problem.
But they have ads that pop up.
Anxiety in high school, but the surveys that have been going on for years are showing a huge rise in anxiety amongst high school kids and younger. And you know, you have to wonder if there isn't some, you know, if the thought process that went into building these applications,
premeditated,
the first of them to really understand it. That thought process was all about, how do we consume as much of your time and
your soul?
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
want to cover something right now. It's very, very heartfelt, and it's not artificial. Trump understands the personal touch. You know, it was confirmed by General Kelly and others that Obama did not call the family members of troops that died. He would occasionally, if somebody was being part of a political function, like Khan and his Gold Star family, then Obama did call a few of the families. But Trump has called hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families. And that was later confirmed. And Trump, if you want to understand him, takes serious value in personal conversations and personal connections. And he calls every police officer that gets killed in the United States, he calls her family. When I got remarried, didn't even tell Trump about it, didn't even know about it. Trump called me, called my wife separately. I haven't gotten to that full story. And he just relishes it. Now, the globalists want you to only be emotional when they say about the topics they want. And it's about using the words they want or doing what they say, or it's all manipulation with a bunch of actors. With Trump, it's spontaneous where he just says, bring the whole crowd up here. Let's just see what they do. The Secret Service tries to stop him, and he countermands them. And then Trump, I reported on this a year ago, but it's now been in the news. Trump keeps a yellow notepad, or one of his security people does, and he writes down everything, and has a really good memory. Like, and he writes down things they want, things they say, and he takes what he gets, just like it's a Trump Tower or a golf course, what his supporters or members want. And then he looks at it. Is it reasonable? Does it resonate? And then he takes action on it. So he's like the opposite of a psychic vampire. He wants to give because then he gets even better back. That's the big secret. Psychic vampires think they're taking only. No, you give, you get back even more. So I say, I'm such a selfish person. Man, I've been a good person my whole life, okay? I'm not out to get people, but I'm meaner than hell if I need to be. I figured out, like, this, reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. Treat others as you want to be treated, what Jesus said. Man, I'm all about it because the better I do, I was already inclined to do it, but now the more fearless, the more focused, the more giving I am, it just comes back. It's incredible. So the media is making jokes about this. They're attacking it, you name it. They're also attacking him. Kim Jong-un called him old and stupid. He said, well, you're short and fat. But I'd never say that. You know, it's a joke. Like, I'd never call you short and fat like you just called me old and stupid. It's that joke. It's a turn of phrase. But Vietnam War veteran cries on President Trump's shoulder during Vietnam speech. The liberal mainstream media hit this beautiful moment from American people. It does not fit their narrative. Well, they hit it. They've also been attacking it some. President Donald J. Trump is on his 14th-day Asia trip. And, you know, what's interesting here is when they instantly see something, they'll attack it. But when they don't know what to do, they wait a day. Now they are attacking. So he's on his 14-day East Asia trip. It's gone so well, starting in Japan that will end the Philippines next week. President Trump attended the APEC summit in Da Nang, Vietnam on Friday and Saturday. On Saturday, President Trump delivered a speech in the Da Nang, Vietnam on Veterans Day. Behind him stood several U.S. veterans from the Vietnam War. President Trump delivered another astounding speech in honor of the veterans. And during it, one of the veterans came and broke down on his shoulder. This is so powerful. Here it is.
Thank you for your support of the military. And it's an honor to be here as one of seven Vietnam veterans representing the 58,000 heroes who never made it home. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Thank you. You nervous?
I am. I'm nervous. You know, it's an honor for me to be
and,
here.
And again, it's just a short little thing, but Trump has that effect on people because it's real. He's not a saint. He wants families to be strong. He wants to have a future. He's pro-human. He doesn't want to break up families. He doesn't want to attack Christians. He doesn't want to not have prosperity. He's not a Satanist. He's not out to get you. And those of us that aren't Satanists, we don't understand the selfishness of somebody that doesn't just want to have things their way, but wants to have it at your expense. And that's what's so powerful. Trump should lay off WikiLeaks. They're the reason he got elected, out of a lot of reasons, but they're a big part of it, part of that trifecta. And, you know, he should lay off, he should expand vaccine investigations like he said he would do. And, you know, he said he wouldn't expand the Afghan war, and he has, claiming that's to clean it up and get out. But we'll see. He means well, but he's done some bad things. But if you weigh things, the good he's done versus the bad he's done, the good way outweighs the bad. And you know a man by his enemies. The way they're out to get him shows you everything. Speaking of that, we've got a special that will end today. It has to end today because a bunch of the products, I just pick the sales. I decide. Nobody argues with me. They should. Tim Berger pointed out, hey, three of these things actually lose money. And when they do auto ship, they really lose like $10. You need to stop this because they showed me the math actually this morning. I came out and they go, you brought in a couple hundred thousand dollars a day, but there's no money here because free shipping, 50% off products that aren't marked up at 100%. Well, you cut them 50%, that cuts out the profit. But I say it's going to turn out good because 50% off on apparel, T-shirts as low as like $5 a piece. The average price, $9.95. Because some of them are made in America. They cost that much in made in America. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. Anthroplex, a bunch of other stuff. Biome Defense Probiotic, 50% off. DNA Force just got back in. It is 25% off. Very, very costly product for us to produce. Proven with studies to detoxify your DNA or your mitochondria, your cells. That's back in stock. The enemy wants to shut us down, as you've all seen. And if you'll just go there and find a T-shirt, a water filter, a shower filter, non-GMO heirloom seeds, books, films, T-shirts, supplements, there's thousands of items. Car jumping systems are the very best, lowest price. Shortwave radios, AM, FM emergency radios, walkie-talkies, optics, lower thirds, for rifles, it's all there. Just whatever's the best, we go get it, get you a good price. A lot of times lower than Amazon, who's sworn to destroy you, sworn to destroy America, gets taxpayer money. We get zero taxpayer money. Infowarsstore.com. If you'll just commit to go to Infowarsstore.com and check out the products at least, and then take advantage of free shipping to try, like Secret 12, the very best vitamin B12 out there. Talk about energy, health, you name it. Molon Labe shirts for men and women. About to sell a bunch of special design shirts. We've got this anti-fascism, anti-communism shirt that triggers the Antifa. That's only this month, so we've got about 2 weeks left on that selling. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But quite frankly, we've delivered. And that means we're right square in the enemy's court, in front of them, under attack. And quite frankly, I psychically, spiritually, it's been quite interesting. And it's definitely interesting to plug into this, both good and evil. But I can tell you right now, if you're not praying for us, and if you're not buying the products, if you're not spreading the links, you might as well join the New World Order, because we're at point-blank range, hurting them bad. But it's like being electrocuted, I'll be honest with you. And when you take action and pray for us, it energizes us and lets us win. When you don't, it's like vision in hell. So there's highs and lows.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like
I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to thank you all for tuning in on the Sunday broadcast. I want to thank all the affiliates and all the sponsors, but also this amazing crew that we've got here. Alia and everybody else in there just does an amazing job. Marcos Morales here like 6 years. I just take that guy for given, like a fixture. What an amazing person. This has been such a fight here, ladies and gentlemen. And when I tell you Roger Stone is a direct plug-in to Donald Trump, everybody knows that. He doesn't want to make a big deal out of it. But, you know, the media calls him a dirty trickster and all this stuff. And he just takes on their attacks and makes a joke out of it. But the truth is, he's a big sweetheart. He's against evil government. He's not a villain, like they've said, or I wouldn't be involved with him. His information has been the most accurate, continued information I've gotten from anybody, except for my few conversations with the president, where he did exactly what he said he would do. And, of course, they have Get Me Roger Stone, the Netflix series that was a big hit, and all the rest of it. They banned him on Twitter 2 weeks ago. He's filing suit. They had congressional hearings a week and a half ago. Twitter, Facebook, Google saying they were censoring me at lunch because we said a Muslim ran over folks with a truck. That's the weird thing is they've got these con games going where they go, Jones says the sun is yellow. He's a liar. It's purple. And it's just like, what is the game where they hide it in plain view and like discredit themselves? Is it just an appeal to power? Where they just think because they're in Congress and they're before a committee and they're the, you know, heads of technology or heads of operations for the big three internet giants that I was at lunch and I saw about the attack and they said it was Islamic and that the mayor had been warned and that needs to be banned. Sir, we banned it at lunch. Yes, we banned it. And then it was all true. It was a Fox News clip. And again, it's next level. But I wanted to get Roger on because she called me about 2 hours before airtime. I was actually up here already working. And he texted me, he said, I got huge breaking news. And again, it's big news, but it's a microcosm into how things work on multiple fronts. It's been announced by CNN, what he said 3 weeks ago here, that the Podesta, largest lobbying firm in D.C., by Tony Podesta, was shutting down this next Wednesday. It's officially closed Wednesday. And you see Saturday Night Live turning against the Clintons now. Donna Brazile, Wolf Blitzer, Chris Hayes. I mean, this is definitely an exodus as they figure out the public hates these people and there's indictments reportedly out there. Now, I've been told by my sources, when I talked to Roger 2 hours ago, he said, about an hour before airtime, he said, Alex, I am not going to answer that question because of sources, but I think you're in the right direction. So my source that they, not just Tony, but that John's going to be indicted, that's from other sources I have. I'll just tell you, in the Pentagon and the FBI. I'll leave it at that. And they've not been wrong either, but I haven't gotten 500 pieces of info from them like Stone. I've gotten 30, 40 pieces from each group. I actually can't believe how honorable people in the government are, actually, with all the intel we're given. But I guess we're only the ones crazy enough to put it out. So he's got huge General Flynn Mueller investigation stuff that deals with the whole investigation, not just Flynn. And then he's got huge news, obviously, with the Podestas, John Podesta and Tony Podesta, and the announcement that the lobbying firm is closing next Wednesday. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Alex, great to be here. I think most Americans saw blaring headlines that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, had opened up an investigation into General Michael Flynn in connection with a $15 million Turkish kidnap plot in which it is alleged that Turkish interests engaged or spoke to General Flynn for essentially an extrajudicial kidnapping and extradition of a religious fanatic who not so long ago masterminded an uprising and an attempted coup in Turkey. It's also fair to say that the Gulen, as he is known, who was held up in Pennsylvania in the Poconos, is engaged in a myriad of other federal crimes. But ironically, the investigation into General Flynn stems solely on the memory of former FBI Director James Woolsey. The mainstream media tells us that Woolsey was partners with Flynn in his public affairs firm and that he was the one pointing the finger at the general. Now, if you look at this stunning interview that he actually gave, he implicates Flynn, saying he heard in a hotel room when he came in at the end and Flynn was present some discussion of an extrajudicial kidnapping. Then later in the tape, he attempts to back off of it as if he hadn't said that previously and said, of course, that none of this was known entirety or in the first person. So he purposely maligns Flynn. Flynn has vehemently denied that he sat in on any discussion of kidnapping. He understood the angst that the Turkish had about the crimes of the Gulen in the United States. And yes, those should be brought to the attention of law enforcement. But Woolsey has impugned a good man, and that stunning interview shows his treachery. Here is the truth. Woolsey was never partners with Flynn. He was on an advisory board, uncompensated in Flynn's group. He badgered Flynn relentlessly about the ability to make money. He himself wanted the Turkish account, a $15 million lobbying account, perfectly legal. His wife, driven by greed and money, had actually told the Turks $15 million was the price tag, and they were incensed when they quite legally engaged General Flynn, for which he was paid $500,000, most of which, my sources tell me, went to subcontractors in an effort to educate the Justice Department about some things that the Gulen has been doing in this country that are illegal. So the entire thing here is because Woolsey, who Trump never likes, even on the campaign stump, Woolsey is a deep stater, Alex, who attaches himself to Trump. Trump does not want him on the road, only wants Flynn to travel with him. And indeed, Mike Flynn's representation of the Turks begins at a time that he, when he is a private citizen in private practice and spending all of his time campaigning with and for Donald Trump, almost 30 days on the road, introducing Trump at these enormous rallies. So I think a great American patriot is being framed here. And I think Woolsey is a deep state Quisling who is doing the dirty work of the Bushes and the Clintons, is pointing a finger.
Well, sure. There's no doubt about all of that. And of course, you get that from your sources very high up. But expanding, we're about to go to break. What do you make of Brazil's come out? We've talked about it. Now Chris Hayes, now Wolf Blitzer, basically all of them are throwing the Clintons under the bus, something I've never seen before. What does this signify?
Well, the professional Democrats have figured out that the Clintons are a burden that they're just no longer willing to handle. Most of the anti-Clinton activity you see is being orchestrated by the Obamas, who are ready to turn the page to set the stage for a potential candidacy by Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama should not be underestimated as a candidate. We can make snide jokes about her all we like, but she commands a greater loyalty in the Democratic Party base and the far left, indeed, than Hillary Clinton ever did. And her husband controls the machinery of the Democratic Party. Joe Biden talking about running is a joke. Joe Biden is an enfeebled old man who can't keep his hands off of young girls and women, not his wife. It's quite creepy.
Well, that's the big subject I want to cover with you next. I mean, the Republican Party's nasty. It's corrupt. It's being removed. We're in a battle there. That's our real problem. But the Democrats, what does it mean when you've got all the Democrat media and things like Saturday Night Live turning against the Clintons? What does that signify straight ahead with Roger Stone? I'm Alex Jones with NewsWars.com. NewsWars.com.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next hour, I'm going to air the 60 Minutes piece, and I'm going to air the CNN piece, and I'm going to air the Saturday Night Live piece, and others if I have time to get to them all. They're up on InfoWars.com, where mainstream media is like, Bill and Hillary Clinton corrupt. They need to pay for their sex crimes. They need to pay for covering up the assaults on women. They need to pay for working with the Russians. They need to pay for working with the Chinese. I'm like, when did they become the Alex Jones channel? It's crazy. So what does that signify? Just Roger was on a few weeks ago. He said, hey, Hillary says she's going to run again in 2020. We're going to support our exploratory committee. And I said to Roger off air, I said, I almost don't want to give them our plan and make jokes about this because they still think Hillary's their girl. But now all of them are turning against her. the entire system. Meanwhile, at the very moment, the Republicans are trying to get rid of Roy Moore. And I'm not saying he's perfect. If he did the things they're claiming, then I say crucify him. But now some of the accusers have gone offline. Others are, Democratic Party operatives. All this other stuff's going on. My big issue is our big problem is the Republican Party. Just because we're defeating the Democrats and America's turned on them in a political realignment, how do we make sure we get good people in the Republican Party to turn this around? But Roger, what do you make of the point we've gotten to when clearly months ago I said they're starting to eat the Clintons, they're turning on them, they're going to use the Harvey Weinstein thing as a trigger to go after everybody? I mean, now that's happened. What is the next shoe to drop, and what do you make of the complete exodus against the Clintons?
I think this is a very key point, Alex, and that is many on the right have long believed that the ruling elite was monolithic and that they moved in total concert through their groups, such as the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, and, of course, the Bilderbergers. That's not entirely true. They have their own intramural struggles. The Rockefellers always wanted ultimate power. They never got the presidency. The Kennedys had to fight the Rockefellers, and the Harrimans had to fight both of them for supremacy within the establishment. What you have here is a purge, very much like the purge in Saudi Arabia, where the hard left, who see the Democratic Party as their vehicle and long-term investment, realize that Bill and Hillary are dead weight, that Bill's rapes and his assault on women can no longer be suppressed, that Hillary's role in covering it up is now too widely known, that the epic scam of the Clinton Foundation, if they follow the path laid out by the brilliant Charles Wortel, will lead to indictments ultimately for the violation of multiple laws, because the Clintons indeed would steal a hot stove. Deeply resented in Obama land is the profiteering. It's not just, for example, that Hillary negotiated an agreement with the Obama administration regarding her contacts and handling of her foundation while she was Secretary of State, then made sure that the agreement was not legally binding, and then continuously violated it in violation of what she had agreed to with Barack. Is it surprising that Obama is ready to download this dead weight?
That's a really good point. So if I pull back from this, though, obviously they know their political party's in trouble. Getting rid of the Clintons now, that's a day late, a dollar short, as they say. This is a metastasizing cancer. Then they've got all these other corrupt interests in there as well. Why didn't they see this before?
Well, the Clintons' hammerlock on the party money and her standing in the party based on a very strong run against Obama gave her and the nasty tactics and air of inevitability. Professional Democrats, many of whom I know and drink with, who despise her, supported her candidacy because the Clintons were notoriously vengeful. They were
sure. So what are they saying about her now?
Look, I think they view her as dead meat. But don't think that means they've changed their ideology or that they've changed their game plan to push a communist, socialist, leftist agenda.
And that was my next point. That was my next point, what you just said. They are trying to jettison her because she's not leftist and globalist and racist enough. They think she's posing as that. And so this shows how they admittedly have gotten even more radical and even more mentally ill.
Well, look, and I should address two other key points here. My sources tell me that the attacks against Judge Roy Moore, which are almost 40 years ago, these are not convictions. These are merely accusations, looking sketchier and sketchier the more they are examined. I'm told that this was cooked up and packaged by the diabolical Karl Rove at the behest of Mitch McConnell. This is the payback for the pasting of their hand-picked candidate, Luther Strange. And they're endangering a seat for the Senate, and they don't seem to care. When McConnell called on Moore to withdraw, he knew legally that there was no way to do that, that his name cannot be removed from the ballot at this point, regardless of any statement.
What do you make of a lot of polls that are up on Infowars.com showing Moore has gotten even bigger leads since this happened? It looks like Alabamans are just sick of dirty tricks.
Well, that could be the case. In all honesty, it's a little soon to poll it because it's still nuclear. I mean, Roy Moore is trending, but Someone has taken advantage of what is a national disgrace, and that is all these leftist hypocrites who claim to love feminism and be feminists turning out to be sexual harassers. I mean, Weinstein is no different than Bill Clinton, for example.
How would you grade Trump? I mean, Afghanistan, he said he wouldn't expand it. He did. He's been wrong on vaccines. He said he would try to expose it. He didn't. He's bad on WikiLeaks. I mean, let's say the things he's bad on. But overall, the elite hate him. He's got the economy going. He's bringing back free speech, anti-political correctness. I mean, what's good about Trump in 3 minutes? What's bad about Trump?
A record stock market, unemployment at the lowest point in American history, very, very aggressively trying to hack back regulations in all departments that retard job growth and economic growth. His head screwed on right, most definitely, in terms of North Korea, understands that strength, peace through strength is better than marching off to foreign wars. My real problem, Alex, is that the high number of Bush alum headed by H.R. McMaster and Dina Habib Powell, and particularly in the White House Economic Policy Council shop, are hardcore pro-NAFTA, pro-neocon, pro-Iraq war Bushies. And they unilaterally have found a way to, I think, mislead the president. We were supposed to be out of that.
And so we're getting a lot done thanks to his instincts. But when he's trying to pull from the swamp to make his government, he's being infiltrated at every turn, which means we've got to be vigilant. We've got to be focused.
Look, you got to support him when he's right, which is most of the time. You got to point out where his orders and his policies are being countermanded by a Bush-commanded bureaucracy out to undo what he wants done. I think he's doing extraordinarily well on the big picture stuff.
Let me get back to this briefly with you. What do you make of Mueller, now that he's discredited, involved with the Russians, Hillary discredited again, back to the Podestas, shutting down their lobbying firm. I mean, what does that signal, or does Mueller just roll forward despite the fact that he's basically been caught in bed with Putin?
Look, I think Tony Podesta probably isn't guilty of that many crimes. If he is indicted for failure to file for the Ukrainian party he was represented, this crime is easily remedied by filing. He did file late, but he filed. And no one has ever been, to our knowledge, actually prosecuted for this. And if they were, it would be, generally speaking, a $5,000 fine and a slap on the wrist.
That's the same thing they're going after Manafort. So it's a political stunt.
It's window dressing. It's the way Robert Mueller convinces us, look, I'm bipartisan. I'm going after a big Democrat. Now, here's the problem. John Podesta told the Senate Intelligence Committee he knew nothing about the Fusion GPS so-called dirty dossier.
That's the real crime, is the perjury on Fusion GPS.
And it appears that he was lying now that we know that he met with a Fusion GPS official who is talking to the government. So I think it is reasonable to say that John Podesta's time in the barrel may be about to come.
But not for what we're hearing about. All right, Roger Stone, we can only follow you on Twitter at Stone Cold Truth because they've banned Roger Stone off of there. You've got a lawsuit ongoing. So we'll talk to you again coming up this week during the weekday transmission.
No, I was very pleased to say that I asked Judge Andrew Napolitano to review the first draft of my lawsuit against Twitter, which has come from my team of terrific lawyers, and he really believes it's a 10-strike. He believes it's an extraordinary case for free speech.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Coming up, Christmas banned in TV ads in the U.S. and U.K. I'm not joking, and Paris cancels Christmas market.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Play all of it right now, but I'm going to play part of it right now. Mass public temper tantrum caught on camera. Paul Joseph Watson. Then I'm going to come back and get to Christmas literally under attack like never before. I used to hear this 15 years ago and thought it was some right-wing fiction. It's far from fiction. It's happening now in ridiculous spectacle. Let's go to Paul Watson.
Laughing at deranged social justice warriors is so 2016. I mean, it's just such low-hanging fruit. It's so cliched at this point.
Tonight, thousands of peoples in cities across the country will scream helplessly at the sky 1 year after the election of President Donald Trump.
All right, then, one more time. I was thinking, this reminds me of something. What could it be?
Shout out his name.
You're reenacting the 2 minutes of hate out of 1984. You're literally Orwellian. We're dealing with the daycare generation. Why do you think college safe spaces now have crayons and puppies to cuddle? We're dealing with infants who learned that screaming was how you got your own way. Well, this is the adult world, snowflakes, and things just don't work like that. Sweet taste of liberal tears. Tell a lie, it's not sweet, it's... What's that taste? Salty. But I've got to say, I was looking forward to this immeasurably. And you kind of let me down. I mean, you had lower energy than Jeb Bush on a debate stage.
Someone forgot to take their brain force.
In Austin, our own Owen Schroyer screamed for longer than the actual protesters.
I'll get it kicked off here.
A handful of them turned up for 10 minutes and left.
And, excuse me, ma'am. What are you doing? Excuse me. Excuse me, why are you blocking our free speech? Got some sort of aquamarine character here. He's got a old school, like, type of a diver's scuba mask on or something here. And then he's got a, homemade sort of megaphone here that he's putting into a stuffed turtle's mouth. This is actually happening.
We're going to be back on the other side of this break. This is just like in colleges. Veritas has videos, at least three colleges I've seen, where people see constitutions and people handing out constitutions, and they get so triggered, they go cry, and they hand out Play-Doh, crayons, and then kids sit at little tables and draw, while adults do. This is the Arrested Development mental illness, like, confronted by freedom, go into your shell. Yes, be a victim. This is all a joke.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Merle Haggard, baby. The poets tell how Pancho fell. He left his living in street hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old. I don't sing because I'm a good singer. I sing because it's about not caring what people think about you and telling it like it is. All right. ladies and gentlemen. That's old Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard bringing us in with Poncho and Lefty. Out of kindness, I suppose. All right, let's get into the serious news here right now. I want to explain something. I'm not a bully. And so when I see a weak person or a mentally retarded person or a handicapped person, I don't think, hey, that's an old lady in a wheelchair going out to her car. Let me go beat her up because she's an easy target. Or there's a mentally retarded 12-year-old. Let me steal their lunch money from them. But that's how the globalists operate. And I'm not anti-Muslim. I was against the Iraq War. Part one in 1991 and 2003. I was against both of those. And I studied the topics. I knew that they were putting radicals in charge, getting rid of moderates. It was all part of a larger setup to take control of the region. Very cold-blooded, very immoral. But then I saw Obama come in 9 years ago. And I heard he was this Islamic operative. He was involved with the Muslim Brotherhood. And he had this plan for this big Arab Spring and the takeover of the Middle East and Africa and the killing of non-radical Muslims and Christians and this global takeover and to flood Europe with George Soros and all this. And I thought, man, this must not be true. That's so evil. There's no way that's real. And then I sat back about 2-3 years into it and I watched it happen. And I had the CIA whistleblowers on, Colonel Schaefer and Tosh Plumlee and many people behind the scenes. And they said, we're giving heavy weapons to the most radical jihadists that kill every woman, man, child, priest, non-radical Muslim. They're killing everybody, and our government's backing it. And we were the tip of the spear. I'm so proud of that, exposing it. Wow, what a time to be alive. And then I saw George Soros with hundreds of boats a day out of Libya bringing the radical Muslims he'd brought in from all over the world into Libya, into Europe, and having the EU and the UN give them passcodes and give them passports and let them come in. 80% of the immigrants, military-age men. That was the words of the EU itself. And Interpol, turned out it was way more than that. It was like 95% military-age men. And I pulled back and I went, wow. And then I got articles where the Muslims will go to a pet show in Germany and start raping horses. Pooping in pools. They're banning Oktoberfest all over Germany. First saw it 3 years ago. Now it's nationwide because the Muslims break the bottles of beer and just flip out and beat everybody up. It triggers them to suicide bomb. And I'm like, listen here. I'm not giving up my way of life and what I do and freedom and the ability to not drink beer or drink beer or go outside at night or a woman wear a miniskirt or not wear a miniskirt because we brought in a bunch of crazy people out of the Middle East and North Africa with a big bankers and Nazi collaborators backing it. Guess what? I'm not putting up with this. And here it is up on Infowars.com. But it links to mainstream German news with a straight face. Listen to this. Christmas commercial, British and Germany. Christmas commercial by grocery chain features Muslims, Sikhs, but no Christians. And you watch this by the number one UK, number two company in Germany. You watch the Tesco UK-based supermarket chain with a Christmas ad with gay families with little kids, they've taken with CPS, and Muslims, but no Christians, no crosses, and it tells you where they are. But you think, oh, that's just a Dan Lyman article, Infowars.com. Here's the voice of Europe. Paris cancels Christmas market, holds special Ramadan party every year instead. And it gets worse. This is the program. Because they know we're open, free society type folks. And so they just sell us on going along with whatever the establishment says. So we're like, okay, we won't have Oktoberfest. We won't have Christmas. won't hand out Christmas cards at school. Oh, but the schools in the U.S. and in the U.K. and in Germany and in Sweden, they take the children to the mosque, search engine it, and have them pray to Allah. And they let the Islamic men who see little girls as animals, if they're not wearing a hood, known by some other man and escorted by a man, that means they're their property. Women can't even go outside, but that's okay. Because Linda Sorcerer and George Soros of the Democratic Party said it was sexy. It's just crazy. Coming back, we're going to look at the attack on Christianity, the attack on the family, the attack on basic survival of the species, and the Islamic attacks that are going on as well. But there's no doubt the globalists are just cold-blooded people that want to conquer society and rule personally in their lifetimes. And if they got an ally with authoritarian, radical, orthodox Islam to take over, they'll do it. And if they've got to overrun everything, they'll do it. The good news is humanity's awake and we are rejecting their whole program. We're saying no to their whole program and good things are happening. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm so excited. That's why I am so excited in you and what you're doing and our great crew, because amazing things are happening. You know, we've played the congressional hearings just a week and a half ago where they said their main mission, Twitter, Google, Facebook, is to shut us down. And the reason they're doing that is because they know we're awake. When you spread the links to the articles or the video links or the live show leaks on Twitter, Facebook, Google, PrisonPlanet.tv, when you share the links at InfoWars.com/show, this isn't talk. It's not like we're some group up here saying, hey, we're engaging the globalists. We're in a war for the heart and soul of humanity. We're exposing the corporate takeover. Support us. We're winning. We're really doing that. Coming up, the next segment. SNL rips into the Democrats. It admits they're a fraud. We're at that crest moment, and we're only one focal point of your vision, your awakening, that we're all punching through together, but we're in this together. So there's no doubt when I say financially supporting InfoWars, praying for us, most importantly, spreading the links, that is changing the world. We need your blessing. We need you to direct God our way to support us. We need you to financially support us. We need you to realize that God's given us a chance right now. And despite the fact that we're humble and we're ragtag and Lord knows I got my problems, we have been risen up and anointed in this fight against the New World Order. And we need your prayers and your secondary support, because what two people agree on earth is done in heaven when the people are connected to God. It's insurmountable. So we need those prayers, number one, spread the link, spread the articles, and financially to provision us to defeat the enemy. We're not backing down one way or the other. I'm a missile going into the target, no matter what happens. But I want the full engine burst, the full Mach 10 to deliver my payload and go through the armor of the enemy and blow up on the inside. That's all I want. Everybody knows it. The enemy knows it. They can't stand the fact I'm not afraid. They can't stand the fact that even threatening to take my children hasn't affected me. They can't stand that they've done everything. Because, listen, I know this is like 10 seconds, this life. Eternity is what matters. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping's about to end. 50% off of most of our best-selling products. T-shirts, you name it. Just commit today. Go there, get the products. InfoWarsStore.com. And give us a smidgen of your energy financially to commit to what you've done spiritually. And we'll change the world. Coming up, three powerful segments straight ahead, jam-packed, they don't want you to see. So spread the links, InfoWars.com. For more than 22 years on air, I've exposed to the listeners the fact that everything the globalists do is upside-down world. Everything they do is inverted. Well, coming up in the final segment, here in about 30 minutes, I'm going to give my review of Stranger Things, a very well-done television show that is laced with propaganda and anti-human garbage. So that's coming up. Darren McBreen is with me right now. Great talk show host, researcher, InfoWars fellow. And Darren, I wanted to, in the next segment, get into what's happening with the entire Democratic Party turning against Hillary and turning against Bill Clinton. And obviously, they're not doing that because they're angels. They're doing it because they know it isn't working. The public is awakening.
If she was president right now, they wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. So we're going to, in the next segment, get into the final canary in the coal mine, Saturday Night Live coming out saying, you're too old, you're arrogant, you're corrupt, you're out of control, we want you to be destroyed. And then Donna Brazile comes on as an actress and says, I'm going to bring you all down. I'm going to blow this up, which is exactly what smart elements of the Democratic Party are doing. But I know they're evil and sociopathic, so I want them to keep being so obvious. But at the same time, it only vindicates everything we've been talking about the last few months.
True.
Well, I mean, are we not next month's news today?
Next year's news. You've talked about stuff that we don't hear about until 5-10 years later. But, you know, they are imploding so bad. I didn't tell you about this. I was harassed over the weekend on Facebook by some people that not even friends of mine, but they went on my Facebook and they're trying to tell me how InfoWars is, now we're the mainstream. We're part of the mainstream. We're no better than Fox News. And I'm just...
But like, those are paid groups. They go, they gang up, they target everybody that works here, seeing the weak link.
Yeah, well, and they're trying to harass me, and I try not to get into any arguments with those guys, but I thought about it, and I thought, you know, is Fox News... I mean, we are being attacked. Twitter censors us. They're talking about InfoWars in congressional hearings right now. How to stop InfoWars is basically the topic that's going on right now.
Because we just want basic freedom. But that's the thing. We know Soros is spending hundreds of millions just on InfoWars, funding campaigns to target all our crew, go after people, try to turn them, offer them money. But, of course, you never even get it. They're just there to use you and destroy you. And, again, what are they so afraid of? We have a memory. Gruber said, thank God the public has no memory. Thank God they're so stupid. We can screw them over with Obamacare. They just don't like the fact that InfoWars, like Drudge, will show you something they said 5 years ago versus today. That we're not that smart. We just have a memory.
Well, like Zuckerberg calls his, you know, everybody that's on Facebook, dumb effers.
He calls people that trust me are dumb effers.
That's right. And don't forget, it was Zuckerberg.
And now Parker, the former president, goes public saying we're preying on people.
That's right.
We're hurting
that's
people.
Right. Zuckerberg, remember, it was a couple years ago at a UN conference. It was last year.
He told Merkel, he said, I'm going to spy on the people.
On a hot mic. She said, hey, what are you going to do about this anti-Muslim rhetoric if people post anti-Muslim, anti-immigration post on their Facebook? What are you going to do about that? And he says, hey, we're taking care of it. You know, hot mic.
And it started a month later.
CNBC reported that.
So ahead of our breakdown of Saturday Night Live turning against him, a key bellwether, a key canary in the coal mine, and then ahead of my Stranger Things review, and this is a loyal opposition review. I mean, it's a good show. It's just that it tells you what's going on with the CIA and real government programs that happen, but it makes it entertainment that doesn't tell you there's a whole literal leftist foundation, Ford Foundation, Carnegie Endowment script that's public. I mean, they admit the script is in all the major media that's corporate. And so I'm telling you, this is a CIA program. It's coming up here in the last segment. But first, we're going to play this clip of Angel Soft that aired a few years ago, just par for the course of anti-fathers. Ahead of this clip I'm going to play from Stranger Things, where it's all anti-father, anti-nuclear family to control you and break you down. Doesn't mean nuclear families are perfect. Doesn't mean there's problems. They're attacking the strongest thing statistically there is. Don't have a nuclear family, 3 times more likely to be in prison. 4 times more likely to be on drugs. They know what they're doing. So, because it's biological. But here it is. Father's Day ad pulled. Too political to praise dads. That's this year mainstream news. But first, I want to get into this ad. Father's Day Mom emotional ad thanks moms. And this is a ad put up by Angelsoft. And the same NFL game they did this, 4 other ads on Father's Day against fathers. Mother's Day is for mothers. We love mothers. Okay? I love my mom probably more than my dad. Okay? But the point is that dads get to have their day, not, no, it's too political. This year, they won't run pro-dad ads. I've got mainstream news I'm going to show you. Just like mother and father are getting banned, you know, by the whole movement. So here is a clip of what is being run against fathers.
My father passed away when I was 3. There was 4 of us kids within 5 years. So my mom had to raise 4 kids by herself.
My mom was
a celebration of dads hurts moms. Or saying you have a mother and father hurts people that don't, who are whatever.
Very emotional.
sorry.
And it's a whole ad thanking moms on Father's Day.
I don't know how she raised three boys on her own with such grace.
Again, dad being recognized hurts women.
Seen her try to juggle both mom, dad, and you know everything
else
that she has to do for herself.
This is like they targeted the black community. You know what I mean?
Get the dads out.
Yep, get the dads out. They're doing the same thing to everyone now.
She was not a joke.
Well, the CIA ran on her feminist movement.
That's the alternative.
They know without a father figure.
Like, you put your knuckle out.
It's over.
It's a breakdown.
It's biological. Imagine saying,
I don't even know if that's
male
a thing.
Whales can't
even
be involved.
Like opposite
or male
of,
chipmunks.
Of her toughness, it was something very fragile.
All right, let's stop right there. So they ran all these anti-father ads on Father's Day to see what would happen. It blew up in their face.
And this is the norm, by the way, Alex, on just like all your...
Dad's a fat idiot. He's a drunk. He's a moron. It's every program.
Every sitcom.
They don't debate this, but the point is it's declassified. Now, here it is. Herald Sun. This is a U.S. ad that ran here this year. They tried to air it during their national soccer, they call football championship. It was banned. Herald Sun. Father's Day ad pulled, too political to praise dads. So let us show you the ad that's too political, that's so evil, that it praises how great dads are and how great moms are. Here it is.
Little baby, don't you cry. Daddy's gonna sing you a lullaby. When
men and women together with a baby, the humans. It's like aliens make these ads. This is what's bad. This is what's banned. A father loving his child. The image of a father being good. We all did this. Does it take from mothers that fathers are good?
You know, this was part of the Communist Manifesto.
Is to end the family.
Yep.
Look at North Korea's basically done it.
Yep.
You've got to undermine men. And all those experiences of fathers with their daughters. And the father at the prom taking his daughter in. Or rubbing his baby's feet.
Yep.
This is our human experiences. And the sick freaks running things say this is dirty, this is bad, and we're rejecting it. And the good news is, let's recognize we're rejecting it as a human community. The fake racism, the race baiting they push, the name of anti-racism, the sexism, the classism. We have all been on a journey together. We have been through rough times together, but we are together. We are trans. We love our grandfathers, our grandmothers. We love our fathers, our mothers. We love everyone. The fact that we love mothers and fathers and families doesn't mean we're bad to other people they've hit with chemical weapons.
That's why they call it television programming.
That's right. Darren McBreen with me. More straight ahead. We're getting into Saturday Night Live and the rats leaving the sinking ship straight ahead. And then we're going to get into Stranger Things and an analysis that I shot at my house in my garage working out yesterday. It's all coming up. Spread the word. Be part of the revolution. They're trying to stop us. Hard to believe 2017 is almost gone. And here we are. Sunday, the 12th day of November 2017. Alex Jones here. The final two segments with my good friend and amazing political researcher and graphics expert and talk show host, Darren McBreen. I've already talked about it earlier, but I don't just say things to make them self-fulfilling prophecies. I say things when they're evident. We told you the Democratic Party's turning on itself. It's imploding. We led the way. Drudge Report linked to our articles weeks ago. Noticing what was already happening. Talk show host, Donna Brazile, head of the DNC, Chris Hayes, Wolf Blitzer, saying the Clintons are bad, bad news, hurt the Democratic Party. They finally figured out what we know, the globalism, the corruption. Listen, I hope the Democrats reform themselves and get back to populism and free market and prosperity. I'm not against Democrats or Republicans. I'm against the Democrats because they became so selfish and inwardly focused and, you know, so Kim Jong unlike or basically Stalinistic. But we've got the big news here, ladies and gentlemen, since this dam broke in the last few weeks. Saturday Night Live, the big bellwether, the canary in the coal mine that killed its ratings going after Trump and all their lies and calling me racist with no proof. Alec Baldwin, Alex Jones, very racist, got it from him. All of that now suddenly turning against the Democrats. We're going to play the clip in a moment. Darren, what do you make of this?
I think it's exciting to see, but we knew this was going to happen. They have to stay relevant, so they can't just be anti-Trump all the time. It's killing their ratings. But I've always said, especially since Trump has been elected, a lot of people, unfortunately, they get their news, and their news source is from late-night television. That's where they get
the... You've been saying that for the 7 years you've been here in InfoWars. Alex, we got to focus more on entertainment. That's where they're hitting us. And I'm like, I'll cover the news. But you're right. we've got to watch this and keep track of it because that's what the propaganda is.
And people like that. They like to escape. And these guys are funny. I'll admit a lot of them.
And I do, too. But why won't they let us escape?
Well, it's part of the establishment. And we know the media is part of the establishment. They use the media to help control the narrative.
And so what does it mean they've thrown their full weight behind propaganda in entertainment shows, comedy shows, late shows? What does it mean that more and more the Democrats are turning against Hillary? I think it signifies indictments. Everything they said about Trump on Russia is about to happen to them.
Absolutely. Like I said, they have to somehow stay relevant if they can, because they're losing power. They're losing, I mean, a lot of people, they're losing influence is what
I agree. So suddenly in the last 2 weeks, why are all the Democrats and their entertainment shows suddenly, who are like cult-like followers of Hillary and Bill, why are they suddenly turning on him? What do they know?
Well, they know what's coming out. There's a lot of stuff that's coming out. But even Donna Brazile, and I do credit her for coming out and exposing the Hillary campaign, but she's not gone far enough. I mean, her book is still called Hacking. She still says
she's covering her butt.
She's covering her own ass. That's what's going on. But look,
you've got a stack of articles there. Give us some of those headlines. I'm going to play this piece that we're going to analyze here and critique.
This one is pretty huge. I don't think you've seen this one yet. But the Huffington Post, they just yanked an article about Russiagate. This was a couple of days ago. It was only up there for 24 hours. But the guy that wrote this, he is an award-winning journalist and UN correspondent for 25 years. His name is George Loria. Loria, I think that's how he pronounced his name. But he talked about Russiagate, and this article only lasted, like I said, for 24 hours.
And they pulled it. I saw it today because it showed that basically it was Hillary.
Yes, it showed that it was Hillary. And check this out. The two sources that originated the allegations claiming that Russia meddled in the 2016 election, they were both paid for by the DNC and the Clinton campaign.
And what's incredible is you've got real journalists that can post around and tell the truth about this. They get shut down, which creates the Streisand effect. But let's expand on that. The fact that in this piece you're about to see from Saturday Night Live that Donna Brazile's the hero, again, shows how desperate they've gotten. Here's part of that Saturday Night Live piece that aired last night.
And now a message from the Democratic National Committee.
This Tuesday, Americans went to the polls.
And they told President Trump, we don't like what you're doing at all, sir.
And now one thing is clear. We're back, baby. The Dems are back.
Estamos de vuelta.
You love us again.
And we haven't felt this confident since the day.
Back this up. Darren, everything they say here is what we talked about, how they really only won two Democrat states. They already won last election. They're imploding. They're delusional. They should be gotten rid of. I mean, it's literally word for word with Roger Stone and I and you and others talked about last week. They're now saying it.
And how they stole the primary from Bernie Sanders.
Which is true, but again, and how Seth Rich was killed politically. Let's continue.
Love us again.
And we haven't felt this confident since the day before Trump won.
You love our fresh new ideas delivered by fresh new faces like me, Nancy Pelosi. And me, Dianne Feinstein.
And me, Chuck Schumer.
Y yo soy Tim Kaine.
And I'm team player Donna Brazile.
And we also have some great new leaders waiting in the wings, like hot young thing Elizabeth Warren. And also, that's right,
it's Biden time.
And I'm still around, too.
And together, we're going to end the spirit of divisiveness in this country by focusing on how we won the governor's races in two of the 10 states we care about. And we learned our lesson from the last election. We can't just appeal to coastal elites. We need mouth breathers from Wisconsin and window lickers from Ohio as well. And we know that what Americans really care about is jobs. Jobs like smuggling immigrants across the border and converting totally Confederate monuments into statues of prominent lesbian poets.
This is them realizing they totally lost the public.
They're going to listen to people if they don't say what's politically correct. Like these comics out there who think it's okay to make jokes about concentration camps. That guy should rot in hell.
The Dems are back. And we won't stop now because we need another path for our country.
Another vision for America. Another chance for me, Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just one more chance. And
Maybe one
they
more
totally understand
after
that. That it's destroyed them. They finally woke up way too late. They should have known back during the campaign.
I wouldn't get too used to this as well. I think they're still going to use their normal format. I just think they're being forced to at least try to have a little bit
of course.
Fair, you know, fair and balanced.
Here's the key.
Yo soy Tim King.
And just wait till Bernie transfers his base of passionate millennial voters over to a new leader.
No, if you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. Pass.
So watch out, America. Because the Dems are back. We're back.
We're back, baby.
Cuidado, Senor Trump.
Because the Dems are back.
I will destroy all of this.
This ad was paid for by Mark Cuban for Republican Party.
So what they're pushing is, this came out this week, Mark Cuban's going to try to take Trump out in the next primary in 2.5 years. And this is all the inside baseball, but they get, this is their facelift. They're desperately trying to get the face sucker, the Clintons, out of there because it's killing them, literally killing their party. Not just saying that, it's the end of the Democratic Party.
A lot of these skits end up on social media, so that'll be on YouTube and it'll be on Facebook later. And I predict that will be one of their most viewed. You know, because this is the thing. They want you to believe that Donald Trump has, what, like a 30% approval rating?
Just like during the campaign, it's about 65.
Yeah, it's totally ridiculous. So
it's 65 with voters. It's about 50 with non-voters.
Yeah, so when they start doing more of this conservative type of
comedy, it's like 57 total.
They're going to get a lot more views and they're going to get a better reaction. I mean, most people, America is not full of libtards. Right.
Well, I mean, let's expand on that.
There's a lot of them out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying the majority of people are patriotic Americans.
Well, also Trump, 10 months in, 11 months in, is delivering on the economy and everything else. So they've got a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a big problem. When we come back, though, I'm going to be honest with everybody. I want to see the Democrats continue on being so idiotic in the public so we beat them. But we've got the Republican Party as well we've got to face. But the fact that they're finally waking up that no one's buying their BS means they'll finally be a harder opponent to beat because they're going to go back to lying more efficiently, not just selling their whole New World Order program. I'm going to come right back on the other side with Darren McBrain to break down the more sophisticated program out there, the brainwashing that's hidden inside entertainment. Stay with us.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
When I told folks 10 years ago that Facebook was there to create artificial systems of government surveillance between you and your friends, was meant to make you depressed, it was because I'd already read government documents involved in the planning of social networks in the 1960s at MIT. We'd had CIA whistleblowers on, like Steve Pachinik, a psychiatrist, but also whistleblowers behind the scenes I talked to. But my father himself also worked on those systems in the 1960s and 70s. So I was told about that a long time ago. The point is that the main propaganda is inside television shows and entertainment. The globalists know they've lost the fight for control of the mainstream news. They know they've lost control. So it's in sports that they put the politics in, NFL. You wake up to that, they go bankrupt. And now it's in great art films, great shows like Stranger Things. It's really well done that it's just laced. And one layer of this is the anti-family, anti-father. I waited till I was 6 episodes in. I watched the 6th today, watched the 5th yesterday. It's all anti-family. It is definitely anti-family, McBrain. And we just showed earlier all the TV ads against the family, against fathers. Dads are slobs. Dads are evil. I mean, it's so overt. Once people are looking for it, it's ridiculous.
Once you're looking for it, you can see it. It's real subtle. But if you look for it, it's right there in front of your face. And I was talking earlier about the Communist Manifesto. That's one of the things in the Communist Manifesto is to break down the family unit. And this is a subtle way of doing it. It basically just makes it uncool to have the nuclear family.
And again, we get in cookie cutter America. There's been problems. But it plays on your emotions as if family did this. Well, if you think family screwed you over, you wait till the system. It doesn't give a damn about you. They're trying to take away the one group, that, and it's in all the countless government documents. The communists in the Soviet Union, but especially North Korea, as you mentioned earlier, they get rid of the family. So let's go ahead and air, and this is total fair use. I'm going to assume they try to claim copyright. This is a public program. I paid for this. I watched it. I'm a citizen. Free speech. I am reviewing this to give you critiques. Also, the girls are all anorexic in it. Plus, the 13-year-old girl who was 12 when they shot it, they're calling her the sexiest woman alive.
Sexiest woman in Hollywood. Yeah. Sexiest woman in Hollywood.
Can we pull that up when we come back after this clip? I mean, there's so many layers, but here's the deal. They admit MKUltra. They admit mind control. They admit drugging women and children. They admit trying to torture people till they become psychic or express their powers. And that's all real, but it becomes a joke. So, oh, you learned about that on Stranger Things. There it is. The magazine called Millie Bobby Brown, one of the sexiest TV stars. And honestly, what the F? She's 13 years old. The sexualization of children. Here is our breakdown of Stranger Things, episode 5, season 1.
Okay, this is the number one TV show in the world, as most of you know right now. So I decided to go ahead and watch the first season, Stranger Things. Great cinematography, great cast. Okay, really good. But then you know that there are written rules in Hollywood and quotas that every film must attack the nuclear family, every show. This is admitted. And that every leading role must be a heroine, must be a woman. So I'm sitting here watching this while I'm on the elliptical. And the theme is families having dinner together is bad. In the previous episode, it's all foreshadowing. The father's deadbeat and his runoff from the house that has the interdimensional gate broken. And there's Winona Ryder, his ex-wife. They're fighting. He was never a good dad. She was the mom that was good. Dads are bad. So earlier, they'd stolen a gun his son had out of his car to go fight the interdimensional monster. And I, by the time I even saw this, I said, oh, next. They've got the gun. The guy won't know how to shoot it, but the girl will. Sure enough, it happened. But then it got even worse. It went further. They then actually talk crap about the nuclear family on top of it. Now, again, I didn't predict this. It's total scripting, just like Gamergate and all the rest of it. This is incredible that it's just all laced in here. And look, I'm all for women being heroes in movies. The point is, it's every hero in every movie now. And it's all admitted a formula of total control. And this is what America is rejecting. So go ahead and watch the scene right here.
Cool. Oh, don't do that.
Do what?
Lie to me.
I'm not lying to you.
Yeah, well, where does he want to go?
Huh?
What? Where does Jonathan want to go to college?
He gets that money anywhere he damn well pleases.
NYU, Lonnie. He's wanted to go to NYU since he was 6 years old.
So then he goes there.
They
also lace into all shows the dream of going to college because they know it's a giant scam and medley of fraud to debilitate people and basically brainwash them and put them into guilds. That's all declassified too. Just like Ugly Arts, all CIA. But so this is a show about the CIA, about mind control, but it's mind control.
You need me here, Joyce. I have not needed you for a long time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so you don't need a man. Don't need a nuclear family. It's bad. It's nasty. But again, they spell it out in a minute. Again, they know you're awake to mind control, globalism, shadow government. So now they have a show about that to hit you with their propaganda.
Look what happened. Don't you dare! At least I was here!
Oh, come on, Joyce. Just look around at this place. All your Christmas lights. The hell am I supposed to think you're such a great mom? You're a mess!
Maybe I am a mess. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm out of my mind. But God help me, I will keep these lights up until the day
again. And I knew the girl would walk up and shoot the cans. But then they go further, actually bad-mouthing, screw the nuclear family.
You're supposed to hit the cans, right?
Oh! I'll predict that.
Actually, you see the spaces in between the cans? I'm living for those. You ever shot a gun before? I'm in doubt. Yeah, on my birthday, made me go Yeah, I guess he thought it would make me into more of a man or something.
So you're wondering, how do they have them shooting a gun? Because they're going to badmouth hunting and fathers again. I mean, my God. They must have given the person that wrote this particular episode a bonus for this. And how stupid do they think you are? So again, more attacking dad.
Who's Dennis Dunker?
I met your dad.
Yeah. Yes, he and my mother loved each other at some point, but I wasn't around for that part. Yeah.
Oh.
Just, why don't you...
So
I don't think my parents ever loved each other.
We'll see.
Must have married for some reason.
See?
My mom was young. My dad was older. But he had a cushy job.
Don't get married. Money. Just marry the state.
He had a good family.
He's really well endowed.
So they bought a nice house at the end of the cul-de-sac.
State will inject you with cancer.
Started their nuclear family.
Screw unified that. Propaganda. Yeah. She fires, she's on target.
Screw that.
Screw that.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, and I could sit there by the millisecond and show you the propaganda, and it's all like that. Not just the overt NFL stuff. The globalists hate our families, they hate our strength, they hate Christians, and
look,
everything
film select
they
is
do.
A pentagram with Bath and My Ties.
Great art pieces like
that?
The show is very well done. It's laced with absolute brainwashing.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
The entire time.
Subliminal programming.
Where the
beyond that, it's over.
Control DARPA guy has like Trump hairstyle, which is totally white. I mean, it's all effing white male. Go to hell.
I was thinking, Hennessy Wheeler, she's not just another suburban girl who thinks she's rebelling by doing exactly what every other suburban girl does. Until that phase passes and they marry some boring one-time job who now works sales and they live out a perfectly boring little life at the end of a cul-de-sac. Exactly like their parents.
See, they're taking your economy away, she'll be homeless, and they make it cool. Okay.
Now again, I'm not selling the cookie-cutter program. But that's the artificial system that's actually made by
the humans organized together.
So then, just like the Facebook doctors show that people are alone and depressed, and so they make it cool for you to get deeper into your depression and not find other humans you love and work with, then it puts the artificial stresses into family to make it cool too.
Trump's breaking the metaphysical deal.
You understand? And again, it's all declassified, folks. That's what we're talking about. This is a real program about brainwashing and about children being tortured. And it's all been declassified. It's all really going on. They even talk about MKUltra in here, but then it makes it entertainment. So when I talk about it, the news
makes
it a joke.
Making a comeback. People are waking up, Alex. That's the good
government program. And it's all admitted.
This is Stranger Things.
Take a dolly with the CIA for yourself.
Anti-family, anti-male, women are strong, men are weak, and above all else, Christianity is not the answer.
And it trains women to turn against their men. Then the man's gone, the state comes in, the family's broken, the control's there, the depopulation. That's it for this transmission. David Knight's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. I'm back at 11 a.m. Central.
From
thank
Austin,
you.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
All right, folks, spread the word.
It's Alex Jones.
It certainly is. Thank you all for your support. God bless you all. We really appreciate you. We're in a true fight. We recognize the humanity's awakening. What a time to be alive right now. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.